Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic. Available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello?
Guess what?
What?
Are you gonna go?
Where?
How is she?
Who?
Daisy.
Who's Richard?
I don't know.
Who's that then?
Tim.
What?
Really? What's the problem?
An evil, suspicious looking man.
Watch.
What happens?
When?
Tonight!
What?
What are you doing?
What?
Hey?
Why not?
What? You are? I'm sorry.
What are we gonna do?
What am I?
What?
Who?
How?
Help me.
Why?
Sorry.
Have you?
How come?
What are you doing?
Oh, really?
Is all this really necessary?
Yes!
No! What is this?
Welcome, 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 welcome to Meaningless Activity. I would like to give a toast. Today is officially the last day of summer, so I have a full glass of water. Yummy. So, today we're actually going to be talking about one of my favorite shows of all time, which is Spaced. I know those of you listening in the UK are confused because this is supposed to be a BBC run. And this is a Channel 4 show, but, you know, get over it. So, Spaced, if you have not seen it, is it available streaming, Spaced? Streaming. Let's see. Yeah, it's on Hulu. It's on Hulu. How do you start talking about this wonderful show? Oh, it's so great. It's a sitcom, written and starring Simon Pegg and Jessica Stevenson. I would have to say it's an action-packed comedy. I think that's, a good way of seeing it. It was nominated, both series, series one and two, were nominated for BAFTAs for Best Situational Comedy. It did not win. There's only 14 episodes, and they're only 25 minutes long. So what you need to do is get a Hulu trial, if you don't have one already, okay? And you need to watch it. Yeah, the show came out 10 years ago, okay? Doesn't matter. It truly doesn't matter. You will laugh so hard, and you will fall in love with all these characters. Maybe not, you might, you know, love-hate relationship with some of them, but you cannot. This is one of the best comedies out there. And, you know, I guess, I don't know if maybe it's, I am a huge Simon Pegg fan. I don't know why I'm not. I don't know what it is. Facial expressions, you know, the situational pausing. He's just very good. He's very good at what he does. And also, it's different, you know, it's a different kind of show. It's a single-camera show, okay? And not like, I don't know, like Law & Order. When Pegg and Stevenson pitched the show, they, quote, called it a cross between The Simpsons, The X-Files, and Northern Exposure. Now you're like, okay, what's Northern Exposure? What's the point of that? So, Northern Exposure would constantly, almost, use fantasy sequences as one of their main drivers of the show, one of their main elements. And this show does the same thing. The Simpsons, I would have to say, just because the characters are so exaggerated versions of humanity. And the X-Files, because there is a definite science fiction, or at least the love of science fiction and conspiracy vibe to the show. The series had, like I said, the show had two series, British versions of things. It's hard to keep track of. But to give you a rundown, I mean, the show largely concerns the adventures of Tim and Daisy as they navigate through just 20-something life, as they leave the nest, as it were. Tim and Daisy repeatedly clarify that they are not a couple to everyone. But despite this, romantic tension develops, and that's, just part of the show. Which we see quite a bit of in the second series. Now, the first and second series are very different to me. I don't know if it's, just time progressing, but I love season two. And it's one of those shows like, I wish they didn't all become famous, because the show would have kept going. But that's kind of what it is, that's how we have to deal with things sometimes. So with the show, I mean, obviously, Simon Pegg is our main character to make the most out of this show and what he's become. So, we looked at Space coming out in 1999, and he did a few small roles, right, in 2001, 2002, but in 2004, Shaun of the Dead came out, and that led to quite a lot of things, right? So 2004, Shaun of the Dead, 2005, small role in Land of the Dead, but 2006 is when he became part of the team in Mission Impossible with Mission Impossible 3. So that's 2006. 2007 is when Hot Fuzz came out. 2008, 2009, Star Trek. 2010, small role. 2011, Paul came out. 2012, small role. 2013, The World's End. So, and then 2014, a bunch of small roles. 2015, another Mission Impossible. And Star Wars The Force Awakens, which wasn't a huge commitment, obviously. And then continuing on from there. So 2016, Star Trek Beyond, another Star Trek. 2018, Ready Player One, Cloverfield Paradox, another Mission Impossible, Terminal. Huge, huge. And as much as in between that, that's just film roles. I mean, he still did small stuff with... he was in an episode of Doctor Who. That's what happens. That's what happens. And, as people become famous, they don't go back to what they used to do. You don't go backwards in life. And that's fine. I'm not gonna cry about it. I mean, I enjoyed the 14 episodes as much as one person can. I mean, it had a beginning and an end. I think the end was, it was legitimate. And I think it ended fine. I didn't yearn for more, really. When they were approached, when The Guardian approached them in 2013, at the World's End premiere, or promoting The World's End, the question was asked if there was going to be any kind of new season, which they probably get asked every year up until this point in 2013. Peg is quoted, "Whenever we get asked about another series of Space, one of the reasons we're not going to do it is because we find we couldn't possibly write it with any degree of truth now, because that's not where we are or who we are anymore. I always find it better to write from a perspective of truth." So they did a version of Space now. They would all be living in large homes and never have to struggle for money or anything. And that's not a show anybody wants to watch. We got plenty of shows about rich people out there. So if anything, I'm doing this episode to inform you. To inform you about one of my favorite shows that is available to stream on Hulu. You know, get your free trial. Just use it for this show. There's a few other shows you should watch. But this one would be the first one I ask you to watch. Because it's easy to watch. Short episodes. You know, you could finish two series in 2 days of binge-watching easy. One, if you're hardcore. And, you know, I think it's important to... Maybe you don't like Simon Pegg. maybe you'd like him more if you started here as opposed to somewhere else. And out of all the shows I watch, British television-wise, British-produced shows, a lot of dramas, a lot of sci-fis, but and even a lot of comedies, but this one stands on its own 2 feet, completely original, completely amazing, you know? So please, please, please give it a shot. And as I say that, the summer and the season comes to an end. We'll be starting out next week with a new season, new opening, new energy, new... Maybe I'll get some flavored water, sparkling water, something to change it up. Coffee would be nice. I don't have a coffee maker in the studio. But nonetheless, I think I'm actually going to transition to my original microphone. The microphone I'm on and have been doing this entire season on was actually like a Rode mic I used for when we did conventions for the Hero Heads podcast. So I bought this little mic, you know, clarity's all right. It's not perfect. It's not, you know, it works for this platform. But I have a really nice microphone we used to use for the Liquid Gamer. It's gigantic. doesn't travel well. But I think I'm going to bust it out for season 2 because you deserve it. You deserve clarity. I feel like this show I kind of have to mess. And there's some post-production things where I got to make it sound like I'm not in a busy part of town, which I am. South Arcadia is, it's hot out there today. And there's people doing construction. I'm afraid you can hear it in the background. And I'm embarrassed, okay? I'm embarrassed of it. So I have a unidirectional microphone that'll work a lot better. But, you know, I want to see if this would work. You know, we've been talking for a few months now. You and I. We've been talking about British shows. Superhero shows, Netflix shows, movies I saw in between the time of Hero Heads and now, games I played between Liquid Gamer and now, and a lot of you are listening, and I appreciate that. I don't know if you're listening on YouTube or if you're listening... YouTube, I don't think we have a lot of views, but that's fine. If you're listening on YouTube, you're listening on Spreaker, if you're listening on Stitcher, if you're listening on iTunes, if you're listening to us on iHeartRadio, or there's a bunch. No matter where you're listening to us, I appreciate it. It's just me. You know, the production company is mine. It's just me. Literally, just me. And, you know, for just... 60 people to listen is a big deal. It really is. I'm not famous. I'm not. I don't particularly. I'm not a wordsmith per se. You know, I just kind of talk about what I know, talk about what I like, and yeah, it means a lot. It means a lot. So season 2, I'm gonna give you a gift of better audio quality, higher production value. More opinions, and I'd also like to address some shows that people have emailed me to do. I'm going to give you my private email address, which is southarcadia@outlook.com. And you can send me comments, suggestions, anything. Not only will I read it, I might not respond, just because that's just... I might not respond, but I will read it, I will print it, possibly talk about it on the air. I'm here to talk to you about things that don't really matter, but it's an escape. And that's what television is, and that's what it's become, especially in, you know, the world of streaming television that we live in. Things that matter take up our everyday, right? So work, kids, just plans, schedules, blah, blah, blah. But this show's about the things that don't. What do we do when the kids are in bed? What do we do when we have some time in our hands? You know, what do we do to unwind? What do we do to make ourselves happy? To entertain ourselves. And that's what this show's about. All the things that don't really matter, but I'm sure glad they're here. Be it video games or movies or television, whatever it is. I know the show has commercials throughout. That's only so I can remain on the platforms that I am on. There's no cost, but it is an obligation for me to promote products and things like that. I mean, you know, there's... I'm not buying a beach house or anything because of the commercials, okay? Just so you know. This is just to keep my distribution based off of what they tell me to do. And I don't get to pick what commercials are on here. I don't even know what they're advertising after this episode ends in a few seconds, but I'm sure it's something that I would never buy. But anyway. So I look forward to hearing from you. I look forward to next week with a new season, new microphone, new opening, new quality. And until then, take it easy.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.